Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Hey, your bracket already busted. Enter the DraftKings Sweet 16 contest for ESPN Louisville listeners. It's free to enter if you have the DraftKings app, and there's $5,000 for up for grabs in DraftKings credit on the line. The top 10 finishers will all earn a chunk of that credit. Click on the link on ESPNLouisville.com. If you haven't downloaded the DraftKings app, enter promo code THEVILLE and find out how you can get $150 in bonus bets when you sign up. Also, thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Perfect for your next tailgate, and try that new chicken sandwich. Order online, wingzone.com. Three area locations in Metro Louisville. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. As I, during that break, and we're going to take another one here at like 5:10, we got to get caught up with things because that press conference went way over an hour. So, which is fine. I mean, look, it's I said it earlier in the show, and all jokes aside, and we can joke, and I've got some funny stuff coming up here in a little while that I think you'll enjoy, including Lachlan McClain asking a question and getting dunked on by Pat Kelsey, which I do like. I did like that Pat Kelsey dunked on Lachlan McClain. That I did enjoy. But for me, and Max, you chime in, you know, obviously whenever you want to.
No.
For me, as I walked around the studio, and I'm talking to Nikki V still here, Tanner was here, Andrew Bosch back there, Phil Baker, Spencer Brown, all the Louisville fans around the studio here, and they were excited. I mean, there was palpable excitement and joy in their voice, and it was all kind of the same thing. Like, I'm ready to run through a brick wall. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to see what this guy can do. And all snark aside, and all kidding, and Big Blue versus Big Red rivalry aside, that's what the fan base needs in terms of a coach. They needed the exact opposite of what Kenny Payne was here. Kenny Payne didn't care about any of that stuff. Endearing himself to the fans, endearing himself to his athletic director, the president, the community around here. None of that was on his radar. I don't know what was on his radar. We're all still trying to figure it out. But at least with Pat Kelsey, he's going to give it his best shot because he knows that however this job search went with Josh Hurd, that he may have lucked into the chance of a lifetime going from assistant coach at Wake Forest, assistant coach at Xavier, Winthrop head coach, College of Charleston head coach, now to the head coach of the University of Louisville that has multiple national championships and is looked at as one of the best programs, one of the best jobs in America. He may have just fallen into that because of circumstances that are out of Pat Kelsey's hands. But even though he's here now and he's going to put his stamp on this program, and look, you all may love it now, and if he's winning everything that you heard him say and heard him do in that press conference, you all are going to eat it up with a spoon and ask for more. And again, as you should. This guy is a walking T-shirt ready to happen. He's going to be the T-shirts that are going to be printed out from Louisville fans wearing around town. Is going to be unprecedented, okay? This is coming from a T-shirt fan base with Kentucky fans, too. Yeah. the hub of T-shirt fan bases. And I said this to Nick. I said, if it doesn't work, that act will wear thin and it'll wear thin quickly. And he said, you're exactly right. I said, that's actually a good take. So he's going to burn hot one way or the other. If you're winning and succeeding and things are going well and he's doing this and has the sayings and the acronyms and everything, it's going to be the greatest. But if there's losing and stumbling and some nonsense along the way and he's pulling that, it's going to be a disaster. We know from Calipari, Max, as basketball fans, yes, when he's doing the basketball bennies and they don't poop ice cream and I don't have a magic wand and did you see what I did there and you fans are crazy. When you're going to Final Fours and winning a national championship, I didn't do plural, national championship, singular. When you're going to Final Fours and you win a national championship, that's all good. But when you lose and you go out the first round, the SEC tournament, the NCAA tournament, you don't want to hear, hey, how so-and-so's injury? I haven't seen him. Hey, how come this isn't working? Why aren't you starting this guy? Well, you know, they're not computers. They're not robots. It gets old. It gets old fast. Yes. Take it from experience. It gets old fast. So I'm just telling you all from experience, if it's working, it's great. When it ain't, it stinks.
And I now taking more of a unbiased approach and listening to what he said. I got all my UK bias out of it.
Yeah, we did our little thing afterwards.
I got my jokes out of it.
Yeah.
Legit. 100% legit. If you were to tell me this dude takes Louisville to be an absolute powerhouse, I wouldn't be surprised. If he burns it all the way to the ground and it doesn't improve from where Kenny Payne left it, I wouldn't be surprised either. Mm. But I do see, and you're exactly right, at this time where this program is, it did not need a Scott Drew. And what is it that I said a few weeks ago when everyone was like, we want to get Scott Drew, got to get Scott Drew. I was like, man, I don't think that's the right guy for this because you really need someone that's going to rally a fan base.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think Scott Drew was going to be that guy. Take all his acronyms, take all of his catchphrases, try to write it all down. But at the end of the day, Louisville fans are hyped. Louisville fans are excited. And there's a level of energy with this fan base today, just in the studio today, that hadn't been here for years, for almost half a decade. It hasn't been here. And I think that's the person you need right now to build a program. Is he going to be the next Patino? Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But is this someone that's at least someone that's able to be the starting foundation, the building blocks, to be able to get just that mentality back of just the, as he said, The grind of being able to do this day in and day out. Yeah, I think you've got your guy when it comes to that perspective.
And also this, I mean, the famous thing that Kenny Payne said, and this was in his opening press conference, was, you know, people had to beg me to take this job. You know, his friends, Jerry Eves and Butch Beard and Milt Wagner, had to beg me. He didn't name them all off like that, but we all know who it was. They had to beg me to take this job. They had to talk me into it. There's no talking Pat Kelsey into taking this job. He wanted the job. He was thrilled to have the job. And that's not what Kenny Payne was. He was not thrilled to have the job. It was almost like it was a burden to him. It was almost like it was an imposition to him to have the head coaching job.
The reluctant leader.
Yeah, the reluctant leader, Kenny Payne. Whereas Pat Kelsey's like, hey, no, man, there's no reluctancy from me. I'm taking all this head on. And I thought he answered the questions well, too. Like when, you know, when Locke asked about the skepticism of being able to get the guys in here, you've never recruited that level. I thought he handled that well. You know, when Tim Sullivan asked him questions about, you know, that are of similar nature, he handled it well. It was all upbeat. It was all positive. I mean, he dunked on him, but it wasn't like in a sarcastic way.
Right.
It's like, no, this is what I'm here to do. I'm going to do this because I know how to do it. I know how to succeed. So for me, Max, I do think that he did a good job on that, and I understand. And look, there are some Louisville fans that are still going to be reluctant because look, we did this all with Kenny Payne too. We do this with every single coach in both schools in all sports. When they're hired, they're going to win this, they're going to win that, they're going to do this, it's over for you, it's over for this school, college basketball, college football, it's all on notice, da-da-da-da-da. Beside that fact, but there are some fans that are like, okay, I like what I'm hearing, I still need to say it. Just like with you with football this year and with basketball. Like Kentucky fans are in the spot to where we are wait-and-see mode in the two major sports, men's basketball and football. Louisville fans are ready to roll with Brohm. There is no wait and see there. He went to the ACC championship the first year he was on the job. No wait and see. They're bought in as they should be. They're ready to roll. I can see buying into Pat Kelsey as the person, as the leader, as the face of your program. Next step was Pat Kelsey as a coach. Was Pat Kelsey as a recruiter? What is Pat Kelsey like when you lose a game? And you've got to answer tough questions, and you're dealing with a fan base that doesn't want to hear acronyms. That's the Pat Kelsey that you have to wait and see on. Mm-hmm. You can love Pat Kelsey, the guy that gets up there and rallies the fan base and is rah-rah and let's go. I'm excited to be here. You know, I love my family, my community, my Lord, and all that stuff. That's all awesome. Awesome. Now the job starts. Now the work begins. And I think he will do the work. I think he will go out there like his hair's on fire, or lack thereof. The hair's on. My barber did send me a picture. He's a big Louisville fan. He did send me a picture, and he's cutting his dude's hair, and he's like, people are already asking for the Pat Kelsey hairdo when they come in there.
As someone who has the Pat Kelsey hairdo, I do not recommend it.
You already have the Pat Kelsey.
I do not recommend it.
I love it. You already had the Pat Kelsey. But no, people are now getting their hair cut like Pat Kelsey. But I do think, and it's corny and it's cliche, and he won the press conference and doing all that. He did a good job. I mean, he was the antithesis of Kenny Payne. He's not like Rick Pitino either. Honestly, Max, is there a coach that you could even compare him to? I mean, the only guy I could think of is PJ Fleck. I mean, he gives off big time PJ Fleck vibes. But have we ever had anybody like that around here, around these parts? I mean, Calipari can be, you know, he can be corny and he can run hot, but it's not just motivational speaking all the time. He's the first guy like this that we've had here. I can't recall anybody else either that's like that. I mean, he had some Scott Satterfield vibes with the love him up stuff. But other than that, he's very unique. He's a unique guy.
And one thing, someone actually just replied to one of my tweets on it and made a really good point. He talked about this is a much different – what was great for the rivalry was when Pitino was there because it pushed Cal.
Yes.
It pushed Cal.
I see
this as a dude that would be able to push Cal because 100%. It's complete. When Pitino and Cal, it was the two biggest egos in all of college basketball colliding into a perfect storm. And Calipari had to be on his best game. Now you're going up against a guy that's young, hungry – that's trying to make a name for himself, not just for the university, but make a name for himself as a coach. Chip on his shoulder. I was the third choice. I'm here to prove everyone that I should have been the first choice. Mm. And how does a Calipari that's kind of a fat cat that's kind of been resting on his laurels, it's gotten lazy, how does he respond to this? How does he respond to this guy down 64 that is – as he said, makes coffee nervous or coffee scared, whatever.
Yeah, he makes coffee nervous. Yeah,
but I think that's good. I think it's good for Calipari to have a little young blood in here.
I'm with you.
I mean, Calipari's the 14-year-old dog. Family just bought a puppy.
Yeah, I I like that. What if she? What if she's tired of the old? God, what's the line in Step Brothers? And she wants the young bull.
Oh yeah,
the old steer. Yeah, yeah. Like, well, she's tired of the old steer, and she wants the young bull. Like Calipari's the old steer, Pat Kelsey's the young bull. That's great. But no, it's good. You're 100% right. This rivalry in basketball has been dead for years.
When's the last time we've gotten to have a moment like this where Louisville fans are so pumped and yet? As the degenerate UK fans, we're making fun of a press conference.
When Kenny Payne was hired. Yeah. 2 years also. Two years ago.
I don't even think even the Kenny Payne press conference.
It was bad. It was as bad as this. It was more about the idea of what Kenny Payne could do and not Kenny Payne. This is more of like, this is about who Pat Kelsey is.
Right. Gotcha.
It was like Kenny Payne went up there and he just kind of monotone did the Kenny Payne thing. And then it was like, Kenny Payne's going to get all the recruits. Kenny Payne's going to go to Duke and he's going to get Dariq Whitehead and he's going to get all these players to transfer to Louisville. And again, none of it ever happened. And he was going to get Aaron Bradshaw and DJ. It was that stuff. Again, it was nothing about Kenny. It was the hope of Kenny Payne and the impression that they thought that they were to get out of Kenny Payne, but in this case, you're right,
Max. Kenny Payne was Batman. It's the symbol. It's what Batman stands for.
Exactly.
It's like what Kenny Payne stands for.
It's what they wanted Kenny Payne to stand for. It's a great take. It's what they wanted Kenny Payne to stand for, and he never lived up to it. So even though there was snark and there was UK fans cackling, they weren't cackling because of anything that Kenny Payne said or did at his press conference. It was the reaction of about Louisville fans, the way they were reacting to Kenny Payne and saying Kenny Payne won those games and all this stuff. So that's where the jokes came from. It didn't come from Kenny Payne himself. Pat Kelsey provided a lot of ammunition for Kentucky fans and a lot of ammunition for Louisville fans too. I mean, it's on now. It is on now, and it's going to be a summer to where John Calipari has answers of his own that he needs to, or questions of his own that he needs to address, and Pat Kelsey. The difference is Louisville fans have that mystery of the unknown of what, a little bit like Kenny Payne, of what Pat Kelsey can be, while Kentucky fans are stuck with what Cal is right now. And I think that's where the butting of heads is going to be. It's like, you know, we'll say Pat Kelsey 0-4 in the tournament. They'll be like, Calipari hadn't won a tournament game in 7 years or 5 years, whatever it was, which is true. So it's going to be a lot of that. The unknown of Pat Kelsey for Kentucky fans, they can make fun of that, while Louisville fans can make fun of the current here state. And now, the current state of Kentucky basketball and John Calipari. That's going to be the summer battle. How about that?
It's going to be great summer radio.
Oh, it's going to be great summer. Thank God. You know what?
We needed it.
We needed it. We knew that we weren't going to get a year three of Kenny Payne, but we were so tired of talking about Kenny Payne and his bum losing behind, and that was the only conversation piece. Now we have something different. Now we have something fresh that we can discuss. And if he's nothing else, he's fresh, he's new, he's energetic, he's breathed life into this. I mean, Zach and you and myself were sitting there listening to this, and we're reacting.
Yeah,
he's generating a reaction, and that is more than Kenny Payne ever did. Because all the Kenny Payne stuff was fake. It was fake juice. None of it was real. It was a sandcastle, and it fell right over. At least this dude is giving you some type of substance that you can sink your teeth into. And be like, yeah, I'll buy into that. He has a vision. He has a plan. He has enthusiasm. I can buy into him, and I get it. I 100% get it. I do. How about that? Look at that. Look at us being magnanimous and extending an olive branch. How about that? Until we play the sound, then things will...
Everything's going to go in full disarray at that point.
Yes, absolutely. Let's read some text and we'll take a quick break and come back. Texter, UK fan, but I'm happy for the city. We needed some positive energy to give everyone a kick in the ass and make them feel good again. Texter, Cal was a third choice. He did all right. Texter, yeah. Kelsey reminds me of John Gruden. Well, I hope he doesn't send emails like John Gruden. That could be bad. Yeah, no John Gruden emails. Texter, if he was just a rah-rah, no results, then he would be Calipari. Okay, again, Calipari has actual results. Multiple Final Fours. He has a championship. Stop it. Does he stale and old now? Yes, 100%. But Cal has results. Quit saying that. You know it's not true. I know it's not true. Quit trying to put that into the ether that Cal doesn't have all of the hardware that he has, because he does have it. He does have it. You don't have to believe it. What does Pat Kelsey have? How about that? Texter, la, 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 la. Coaches are like boats. The best days are when you buy them and sell them. That's pretty funny. That's good. Texter, we literally hired a used car salesman. That's exactly what we needed. Fair enough. Let's see here. Texter, here are some of the quotes here. This is from Mike Rutherford on Twitter. He said, "This is the pinnacle and peak of my profession. I worked my whole life for this. This is the best job in America." Those are all things that Pat Kelsey said. And Rutherford says, a very hard left turn from I had to be talked into doing this 2 years ago. That's exactly my point. Exactly my point. Texter, UofL fans have a knife in a gunfight if they try to compare programs. All right, there's a lot of text coming in. We'll get to those here on the next other end of it. 437-9680. We'll continue to talk about Pat Kelsey. We'll read your text, some UK stuff. And once Nick Valvano sends this sound, we'll cut some sound. And I can't wait to play my little creation here that I noticed while we were going. But hey, it's warm outside. Please stay warm. It's enough of the cold. Stop it with the cold. We want this sunny weather to stick around. We're done with it. If it is warm and it stays warm and it just gets hotter and you click on that AC and it doesn't work, call BJ Heating and Cooling. That's right. That's a place that I trust, that we trust here at ESPN Louisville. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your factory authorized Bryant dealer. They teamed up with that Bryant Dunst equipment crew and they'll do whatever it takes to make your rooms enjoyable again. Those Bryant mini splits are well worth the money. They're quiet, they're efficient, and they don't have to tear up your house and install ductwork in order to get that thing rolling. So go ahead and give them a call today. Schedule your free estimate. You also get a free second opinion if you want to check them out and see what they had to say. 0% financing for 3 years if you have approved credit. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're locally and they're family owned. They celebrate 40 years of servicing the Kentuckiana area. That's right. There's Kentucky, Indiana, Kentuckiana. How about that? Call the expert that you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is a common rule of life. You order something because you want someone to ask you, hey, where did you get that? Hey, how do I get that? You order something.
I've never thought that. Am I?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Don't tell me what I think. I've never ordered something that's like, wow, I can't wait to see these bums' reaction when they bring me my fajitas and my gigantic gallon margarita.
Or you never bought a shirt or anything.
We're not talking about shirts. We're talking about fajitas, bro.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's the Roundtable. I'm James Strebel, Max Godby, Zach Cantrell with me, 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. You know what it's a nice day for? It's a nice day for a beer outside. That's what I'm talking about. A nice adult beverage outside sitting under this blue sky and the bright sun, the beautiful weather here in Louisville, Kentucky. If you don't have anything, head over to your local neighborhood, Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, 27 area locations. You can walk in, you can drive through, you can get that delivery. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, that's Louisville's go-to liquor store. Yesterday was the buy three, get one free cigar sale. If you missed it, don't worry, you'll get it again next week. They got the wine, the craft beers, the domestic beers, mixers, more, all your cigar paraphernalia too, man. They got the those fancy lighters you use to light up a cigar. They got cigar cases. They got a humidor in there. I mean, if you're a cigar lover, which I'm slowly turning into someone that really likes cigars. I had some cigars with the old baseball dads over the weekend, and man, were they good. Go ahead and head to Cox's Evergreen Liquors, Louisville's go-to liquor store, Cox'sLouisville.com. Max Godby here with me as well, Zach Cantrell. So I just got the contract for Pat Kelsey, and I was reading.
Let's stipulate one thing.
Yes.
Every person in the studio, and probably 99.99% of the people listening to the show, would jump on this contract like no other.
1,000%. I would.
However, in the context of college athletics, go ahead. I just had to set the stage.
And you're right. And it's more than he was making at College of Charleston. And you're right. If someone were to hand me this contract.
He was getting paid 5 straw pennies and a bucket of oysters.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know if these numbers have to do with hiring somebody from College of Charleston to come coach at Louisville, or this is the money they had to work with, one way or the other. So he has a 5-year deal, 2.3 per year. If he's Conference Coach of the Year, he gets $25,000 in a bonus. National Coach of the Year, $50K. If he gets, if he's in the NCAA tournament, $50K. If he wins the NCAA tournament, $500K. So that's not a lot of money. No, it is a lot of money. Let me back up. That is a lot of money. But as you stated, in the world of college athletics and the money that we're swimming in, that we're looking at these contracts, that's lower on the scale.
In the world of college athletics and the world of, hey, this is what you're inheriting, that is not enough money. I would have been like, I'd be calling my agent, be like, bro, like, what are we doing?
Well, Dusty May got, I think, 3-4 at the Michigan job. He got like 3.4.
But also, Michigan's not Louisville.
Yeah.
Status of Michigan is not Louisville.
Well, when I talked to Drew, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. When I was talking to Drew on Spaces Sunday night on the way home from Atlanta, and we were talking about the contract that Dusty May got at Michigan, he was like, do you think that's over or under what U of L offered? And again, thinking this is Louisville basketball, this is, you know, high profile job, they're paying Kenny Payne $4.2 million. They paid Kenny Payne $2 million more than this dude. $2 million. So I said to Drew, I would say that whatever Louisville offered, it had to be over. So obviously Dusty May didn't take the job because of, you know, the money. He took it because he didn't want to deal with, you know, the pressure of being the Louisville coach, which, good for Dusty May, good for Louisville, if that's the truth, right? So if Louisville offered something comparable to what he got at Michigan, and Dusty May's like, look, I don't want to deal with being the face of Louisville basketball, good for him, and Louisville fans didn't have to deal with him flaming out. But, I mean, they're paying him. I mean, at least this guy has head coaching experience. Kenny Payne didn't have anything, and they're paying him half of what they paid Kenny Payne.
Yeah.
That's – It makes you wonder why. Is it because he's coming from College of Charleston, or is it because Louisville's paying a lot of people a lot of money, man? They're paying a lot of people a lot of money still.
I think it's a mixture of both. But what is what was he making at College of Charleston?
I'm sure you could find. Are you looking for that?
I'm looking at
okay,
it right
so we
now.
Look, while you're looking for that, we are gonna play some sample. Let me go ahead, read a couple texts while you're doing that so we can compare. I mean, I'm sure it was like
1.1. So he got over 100.
Wait a second.
He's
making $1.1 million at College of Charleston.
Yep, $1.1 million annually. That's from the Courier Journal.
And so he's only making $1 million more at University of Louisville.
I mean, he's making over 100% more.
Right. I mean, yeah. But I mean, 1.1 to 2.3. That's College of Charleston. This is Louisville. That puts a new spin on things. And not for Pat Kelsey as a person or as a coach, but where Louisville Athletics is maybe monetarily, at least with the basketball program. I'm not talking about the football program, maybe with the basketball program, but my goodness, I thought it'd be more than that. Texter, what kind of bump did Satter get year one? I think it would be a similar level move.
I'm looking that up now.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
He's got to get a bump in pay if he wins here. I mean, they got to redo that contract. That is not a good contract.
I bet you there's probably some sort of clause in there that the contract can be renegotiated.
It has to be. I mean, this is just like a bullet point, like, page that Kent Spencer put out there. Texture, we're paying the gas station hot dog $2.3 million. My God, we really are a poverty program. Yuck. Texture, Reds winning 7-0 over the Nationals, bottom of the fourth. There's your baseball segment of the day. Thank you. Texture, did Strebel just say he's only making $1 million more? Yes. No, I get it. No, I get it. $1 million
more. This is in context of college athletics.
Exactly. Again, I'm not, we made the caveat. This is a hell of a lot of money that could save people's lives. I would take this contract, but in the context of college athletics, when you have, when you go from College of Charleston to the University of Louisville, which is supposedly a premier college basketball program, you would think that the raise would be more than $1 million. That's all. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Texter, he's making millions. We are teachers and make under 100K. Again, I agreed, but we're talking.
That's
in the
why
context
I gave
of. Go ahead, Max. You
That's
go ahead.
Why I literally said at the beginning of all of this, I said, within the context of college athletics, anyone listening, me included, Strebel including.
Zach included.
Well, Zach makes mills.
Yeah, I forgot about Zach's contract.
You don't know how big my contract is. Small loan of $1 million.
You don't know how much money I'm making.
Just a small loan of $1 million.
Just a small loan. It's a small startup.
Within the context of college athletics,
for the last
amongst
time,
college coaches, my goodness, I get it. We all would kill for $2.3 million.
Yes.
But none of us are college coaches.
No.
So this is in the context of college coaches. So let's all be grown-ups. Let's put our listening ears on.
Yes.
And let Strebel say this one more time.
Yeah. No, this is what I had to deal like dealing with like middle schoolers. I had to say it over and over again. Like, do you understand the way I'm presenting this? Do I have to repeat my... I'll write it on the board. I'll put it on the smart board for you. If you're not getting it, I'll put it on the smart board. Now, if you hear it and you see it, do you get it? And that's what we're trying to say. I almost said technology. Why did I say that? Texter, I want to acknowledge Josh from the way he looks now compared to the way he looked 2 years ago. It shows that he poured his heart and soul into the search. It shows he cares. There's no doubt that Josh Hurd poured himself into it, 100%. Texter, he's got to prove he's making millions. Oh, Louisville is playing it safe. He's got to prove himself. And that's true.
Yeah.
Texter, as a fan, I'm glad we didn't overpay for a coach. How many in BBN wish Cal didn't have a $9 million contract with Fat Bio? Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Word of advice, and Josh Hurd took it. Don't give someone a lifetime contract.
Yeah, don't do what Mitch Barnhart did. All right, let's play some sound here because there's some funny stuff in this press conference. All right, Zach, so during the press conference, our friend on Twitter, Browdown, put Louisville hired Matt Foley because of all the motivational things he was saying, which is funny. But then there was a spot in the press conference, and he said the following. Go ahead, Zach.
Billy Shakespeare said it better, to thine own self be true.
And then what did Matt Foley, motivational speaker, also say?
Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Play him again, back to back. Let's go.
Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
All right, now give him a second.
We're paying this dude millions
of dollars.
He's Kenny Painting.
He's Kenny Painting the show.
This producing.
Go ahead, Zach.
Billy Shakespeare said it better, to thine own self be true.
And?
Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Now play the other one. Play the other Matt Foley. The other Matt Foley. We got one more Matt Foley. Let's go. Pat Kelsey / Matt Foley.
Zach is flailing right there.
Yeah, he's okay.
Well, Lottie freaking duh.
Yeah, let's go. Those were actual genuine laughs, not the courtesy laughs that they were giving Pat Kelsey. But as soon as I heard that, Max, I was like, wait a second. He is Matt Foley. Like, this guy.
Lordy freaking God!
A texter just put the Chris Tucker gif. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? what we're just saying there in that segment. Oh, my goodness. Texter, Payne was in the NBA, had to make some. Okay, Josh Hurst was making $365,000 at Indiana State. Won't make much more at Louisville. Kenny Payne was in the NBA, had to make something comparable. I don't think he's making 4.2 in the NBA. I'm just saying. Texter, Strebel wishes his coach would show some life.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Texter, high quality production. Yes. Thank you, Texter. Again, millions of dollars being floated around here at the ESPN Louisville studios. All right.
Let's go. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah. There we go. All right. Let's play a couple more clips here. And we'll take a break and then and play a few more and end the show. All right. Zach, let's go ahead and get. Okay. This one thing had to tick everybody off, okay? I'm talking about Pat Kelsey 3, Zach. I'm going to do Pat Kelsey 3.
Payne. Kenny Payne.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
Obviously didn't work out the way we wanted it, but he is a major, major, major part of Card Nation. And he is welcome back here like everybody else. Ugh. He's a world-class human being. I don't know him well, but I know a ton of people that know him. And we're really proud of who he is and that he's a Cardinal. Former coach. I can't name them all, but I mentioned a couple in my story before. I mean, I can't believe it. I'm going to grace the same sidelines, maybe a different building, as the great Denny Crum and the great Rick Pitino. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Dude, he paused for a clap. He paused for a clap.
Crickets. No one clapped when he's like, Kenny Payne. It was like I'm surprised there wasn't a boo. At least one boo.
Yeah.
Did he get more applause than, you know, like at the politicians and they give the speeches, whatever, and everybody's just stand up?
Right. Yeah. But go ahead.
No, dude, it's. Listen. I'm trying to phrase this the right way. There is a code when you're doing your introductory press conference. There's a code.
Yes.
You don't reference who used to have the job.
Right.
Especially if it ended really badly. When Mark Stoops was hired after Joker, guess what? Not one word was said about Joker.
Didn't say anything about Joker.
No.
Not like, oh, thank you, Joseph Phillips.
The only place is it expected that you say something about the previous guy is Alabama.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you have to do everything to suck up to that fan base and say, I'm going to try to be like the guy that I'm trying to replace.
Exactly, or whatever Kirby Smart decides that he wants to retire from Georgia. The next thing is like, exactly. You know what? I want to keep it at the Kirby Smart standard. And no, you kiss the fan base's booty when a coach like that leaves. But that, I think if there was any flub in his press
that's
conference,
the only flub.
That was the only flub. Louisville fans do not want to hear about Kenny Payne and he's a Cardinal. I mean, the breakup there couldn't have been worse. It couldn't have been worse the way it ended.
Where is Kenny Payne now?
He's hiding. He's I don't know where he is.
I saw him on the runway at Muhammad Ali International Airport.
The helicopter and
that's,
photo.
That's the last thing I've ever seen of him.
Nolan Smith could just take out a page out of Kenny Payne's book and do the same thing and just disappear and quit showing up on podcasts and talking and digging yourself into a bigger hole. Like, you need to stop. But no, Kenny Payne, like, dipped. He's like, I got my $6 million or $8 million or however much he got from Louisville. He's like, I'm out of here. But yeah,
He took the Jimbo Fisher approach. I don't think anyone's seen Jimbo Fisher since he got fired.
No.
I got $77 million, you'd never see me again.
Oh, no, you'd never see me again. Absolutely.
Well, we already know that, Strebel.
Yeah. You know where I already told you where I'd be. Texter, Mark Stoops is still talking about Joker Phillips when he loses to Vandy and Shane Beamer. Yeah, but not in a positive way.
Yeah.
He's not saying, oh, Joker Phillips, we welcome him back. We'll miss him. He's just saying, like, it used to suck. I agree with your premise because he does reference the old times too much. It's like, no, it's been over a decade.
Yes.
Enough with that. I get what you're saying, but it's
just not the introductory
press conference, yes. Texter, but you have a part of the fan base that was invested in Payne. Need to bring them back in. Why?
What?
Why?
All eight of them?
Yeah.
Billy Shakespeare said it better, to thine own self be true.
Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Yeah, that's the way you need to do it, Zach. That was perfect.
Good
yeah.
job, Zach.
Let's go. That was good. Good, Zach. Zach got it. He won the press conference.
Zach EC.
He won the press conference.
Zach just hit a piece of his contract. He just got an extra $500K for doing that right.
He did. Yeah, he did. $500K going into your pocket already, Zach. How about that? You're hitting all your bonuses,
man,
today. But no, again, back to the text. Like, the people that were invested in Kenny Payne were not invested in Louisville. They're invested in Kenny Payne. And there was like you said, like 10 of them. No, you don't need those people back. They weren't nice. They were ugly. They said ugly, mean, nasty things about Louisville and Louisville fans and their basketball program. All they cared about was if Kenny Payne won or not. That was all they cared about. So, no, actually, he doesn't need to get those people back. Why would he want those people back? They're toxic. You don't want those people around your program. Let's see here. Texter Nolan Smith said UofL facilities were 7 out of 10. Kelsey went out of his way to bring up how amazing the facilities are. Fire Nolan to the sun. Glad he's not a former player. Agreed. Texter, I think he's trying to connect with both sides of the UofL fan base. Saying his name was tough to hear, but I get what he tried to do.
I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Should have done
it. It's just ill-advised.
Agreed. Absolutely. Now,
because the press conference needs to be about the future.
Yes. Not about Kenny Payne.
Yeah, do not talk about the past.
Yeah, especially if past that bad. Future. Positives, future.
For
only.
Mr. Positive, stay positive. Right. Don't try to make a negative into a positive.
Right. And
you're a math teacher. You know what happens when you try to put a positive with a negative?
It's a negative.
Stays negative.
Stays negative. Yeah, that's right. Multiply a positive by a negative, it's a negative.
And that's what Stoops does.
Divide two.
That's what Stoops does. He adds a negative to it. He goes, well, remember how it used to be last time?
It's yeah.
like, gosh, this place sucked before I got here. He tries to turn it into a positive.
Right. Absolutely. No, right.
It's simple math.
Is this math? It's easy math. This is easy algebra we're doing right here. This is not difficult at all. Let's see here. Texter. Payne was making $3.35 million with the Knicks. Okay, good for him. I still think that's not a good contract. Texter, where is KP? It says 50 Cent. You can find me in the club. I don't think Kenny Payne's in the club. Texter, they need to bring Junior Bridgman back. Again, why? I know he's got a lot of money, but again, I don't think Pat Kelsey mentioning Kenny Payne passingly to press conference is going to bring Junior Bridgman back. They fired his friend. That's not Pat Kelsey making a mention of Kenny Payne. He's always a Cardinal. Ain't going to bring Junior Bridgman his millions of dollars back or his millions of dollars back. Right, let's do another sound here. I need Pat Kelsey 5. Now, this was the segment, Max, that to me won the entire press conference. This was the moment of the press conference. And that was when our very own Lachlan McClain asked the following question and got dunked on by Pat Kelsey. It warmed my heart because Lock goes out of his way to tell everybody around that, on Twitter, that he doesn't really care about sports anymore because he doesn't have to talk about them. He's in the news arena. He doesn't talk about sports anymore. Showed up at the press conference, asked the sports question, and got dunked on. Go!
Coach back here. Lachlan McClain, Spectrum News, right here.
Oh, that was it? We didn't get the question? Oh, man! Just play Lock again. Let's play Lock again. I just got to hear that. Lachlan McClain.
Coach back here. Lachlan McClain, Spectrum News right here. You're going to be recruiting in different waters than you have in the past, whether it's guys in the portal or coming out of high school. And to some extent, they're going to have to take a chance on you because you've not coached at this level. What do you tell them to make them believe?
Well, I have. You know, I was at Wake Forest in the ACC for 8 years, and we won multiple ACC championships and recruited multiple McDonald's All-Americans. I was involved in the recruitment of Chris Paul. I'm not saying I was the lead recruiter, but I was involved in that. And was at Xavier as associate head coach, and we're nationally ranked. I mean, that's the highest level.
Oh, man. Oh, Lock. He was squirming. He was. I see him right now. He's squirming in his seat. He's like, oh, he got me. Texter.
Pat Kelsey, I'm about to end this man's career.
Yeah. Well, I recruited Chris Paul and Jeff Teague, and I was the associate head coach at Xavier. So I've recruited some good players. Lock's like, oh, he got me. Oh, he got me.
He tricked me.
He tricked me. He tricked. The tricking's not done. A lot of tricking still going on. Texter, Kenny Payne is on Puff Daddy's plane.
Oh.
No, he's not.
No. Wait. No.
Texter, he made Locke look like a bleeping moron. Texter. Tim Sullivan, Leo Weekly. That was great. Tim Sullivan, Leo Weekly. Dexter, the part of the fan base are a lot of the OGs. Again, I don't think it matters if you get the Kenny Payne people back. I honestly really don't. Dexter, Locke should have asked if he knew Dale Earnhardt. Oh, these texts are great. Y'all did a great job at the text line today. 437-968 EPS Jobs text line. I'm just going to play one more piece of sound, then we'll take a break and come back and wrap things up. Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and go with family. No, let's not do that. That was corny. I'm trying to find something that's not corny. The rest of it is all corny. go ahead. I know we already played that. No, it's fine. We don't have to play any more sound. I thought, oh, no, let's do one more thing. Let's play Pat Kelsey 4 talking about meeting former players. Because, as you know, with any blue blood type program or highly successful college basketball program, I mean, we as fans are obsessed with the former players and making sure that the former players like you and that the former players feel welcome back. There was some criticism with Rick Pitino that he didn't really welcome former players back. He kind of shunned the Denny Crum era guys, and then Chris Mack actually thought did a pretty good job of trying to unite those guys. As much of a flub I think Chris Mack was, he did try to do that, and I don't think Kenny Payne was awake, so I don't know if he had that in his plan, but go ahead.
So maybe an hour and a half ago I had a chance to meet the team and to address them, kind of lay out what Coach Kelsey's all about, some of the things I talked about here. Over the last, I don't know what it is, 30 hours or something since you offered me the job. Probably heard this expression before. I feel like I've been drinking out of a fire hose with a straw with all the stuff coming at us. But, you know, just like many of those young men that have entered the transfer portal, obviously to evaluate other opportunities and what potentially could be better for them, whether it is potentially to be here at the University of Louisville or to go elsewhere, I'm kind of in that same process as well in terms of evaluating them. I have had a chance, started to. I got to jump into it even more, but whether it's calling around, talking to high school coaches and people that know them, play, you know, really peeling away the onion to find out the type of people they are and what other people say about them. And then obviously I'll have a chance to meet with them all one-on-one here over the next 72 hours or so. So, you know, in the transfer portal world, obviously everything moves very fast. So we're going to try to be really efficient with that process. But I told them, you know, whether it's some of the players that we had at Charleston, it's a new era. First of all, you can't take it personal when a player goes into the transfer portal. Before the transfer portal era, if you had four guys go into the transfer portal, people would say, what's going on? The ceiling's falling. It's just how it is now, you know? And I think kids have every right and every opportunity, just like a coach does. I just left the school, and a day later, I'm a head coach at the next school. I 100% think they have the same option and opportunity, especially when a new coach comes in that they don't know very well. But they got a good taste of who Coach Kelsey was. PK is what a lot of the players call me back at Charleston. It was about a 20-minute session where it was like, okay, this is who this guy is, because I'm going to be who I am. So, but great question. That's going to go on over the next several days.
And then we'll see which players he decides he may want to bring back or try to convince to come back. Again, a lot to still unfold here. A few more texts and we'll take our final break. Texter, meet former UK players, go to the NBA. Meet former UK players, go to the local. I'm not going to, that's Bean. Texter, can PK bring back Jack Harlow? Dang, I hope not. Ugh, why would you want him around? Texter, this is hilarious. Somebody had to pull over on the side of the road. It's so funny. Have you heard the Locke interview with the guy from the horse racing magazine that totally blows him up? Oh yeah, the Jay Pridman article. Oh God, yes, that's one of the greatest sounds ever played on and in the history of ESPN Louisville radio. Have you ever been in a barn? Is what he said to Locke. What a great time, Texter. What a team. There's like two people on the roster. What team? There's like two people on the roster currently. Yes. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll wrap things up here on the show. Let me tell you about our good friends at 502 Hemp, 812 Hemp. Oh, they got a new deal coming down too. A little Easter promo by our friends at 502 Hemp. You can find them in Douglas Hills, right down the street from the Oxmoor Mall. And also, if you're over on my side of the bridge, 812 Hemp in Clarksville, Indiana, and right off of the Lewis Clark Parkway by Kroger and the Court Physical Therapy. And they tell me this: it's time for our annual Easter egg hunt. Have family in town for the holiday? Need a break or help to get you through the festivities? Your fur baby struggling with extra humans? Don't fret, they can help. Their annual Easter egg hunt Thursday through Sunday, that starts today, March 28th through 31st, both locations. And what does that mean? The Easter Bunny has been busy hiding eggs all over the store, but these eggs aren't for kiddos. These eggs are for the adults to have a little fun. Come in to either 812-HIP or 502-HIP and choose your egg to win a prize. From free stuff to discounts off your purchase, there is some sort of prize in every egg. Both stores are open on Easter Sunday. For our online customers, you'll need to check out our latest blog to find your hidden egg. Plus, you may learn a little something about why. So, very cool. So, go ahead and check them out. Get your Easter egg at 502-HIMP or 812-HIMP.
Billy Shakespeare said it better, to thine own self be true.
Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
You're listening to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now, here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
That's never going to get old. It's absolutely never, ever going to get old. All right, a lot of stuff going on. Our good friends Jeff Milby and Benton Newman will be in for Soccer City here at 6 p.m.
No, they won't. We've got extra programming.
Oh, never mind. We have extra programming. So what's the extra? Okay, let's set this up. Zach, what we got going on?
So it sounds like we've got Lightsey and Ethan for from 6 o'clock onward.
Oh, cool.
I think we'll have Ennis Connect, too.
Okay, so I have Ennis Connect with Jeff Lightsey, Ethan Moore. They'll come in. We'll talk more Pat Kelsey, what they think. I'm really interested in Jeff and Ethan, and because Ethan has more of reserves taking all of this, and Jeff is just an all around smart dude, and like I really respect his opinion when it comes to things like these. So yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in, and again, Ennis will probably go over the top as well. Well, before we get out of here, Max, the Sweet 16 starts tonight. You want to go ahead and look at some games, maybe? Let's see who do we have going to the Elite Eight. So we've got some games tonight for sure. I'm excited about it. I don't care that Kentucky lost and stinks. Sweet 16 is always fun. This is where you're really starting to get the best of the best. So 7:09 p.m. is the first one. You have Clemson versus Arizona. Clemson, a bit of a surprise team here. Mm-hmm. Kind of so-so, whatever, in the regular season, but have now made it to the Sweet 16 on the precipice of their first Final Four. They get past this game, only one more step. But I like the way Arizona's playing. They kind of flubbed the first two seasons under Tommy Lloyd in the NCAA tournament, but I like Arizona. I think it'll be a game. I don't think it'll be Arizona comes out here and dominates Clemson, but I'm taking the Wildcats over the Tigers here, Max.
Just so you know, my contract states I had to follow UK basketball. I had no stipulation of following any more basketball after this.
Oh,
having said that,
duly noted.
Having said that, there's a clause in my contract. I get an extra $500K if I still do the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight.
You do have to get an extra $500K.
So exactly.
If you do that, you get your money.
I think Arizona's going to win still.
Oh, Clemson, very good.
Clemson's been playing very well. Definitely been a surprise of how well they've been doing in the tournament, but I think Arizona wins this one.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. The next game, I think, is going to be pretty easy for us. 7:39 p.m., Max, the 5-seed San Diego State takes on the 1-seed UConn. UConn's been trouncing and tramping all over everybody. But, I mean, San Diego State made it to the national championship game last season, and, you know, we're close to winning that, but I just don't think that's the same Aztecs team, and Connecticut's about as scary of a team as there ever had, not ever has been, but there has been in college basketball this season. They've been dominant. I'm taking UConn to win. It's 11.5-point spread. I think they win and they cover that, too.
Yeah, UConn.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
UConn is like the runner-up to the 14 Kentucky team.
They're pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, really damn good. Then 9:39 p.m. on CBS, you have number 4-seed Alabama, number 1-seed North Carolina. This is an interesting game because they both play very similar styles. I'm surprised Alabama got here because of the way they'd been playing over the latter half of the season. They just kind of fell apart. Remember Kentucky beating them by 30 or whatever it was. And North Carolina ended the season strong. They won the ACC regular season, but they lost in the tournament to NC State. I'm going to go for the upset here. I'm going to go with Nate Oates in the Crimson Tide. I think they're going to beat Hubert Davis in the Tar Heels here.
I was going to say that.
Were you really?
I was legit going to say
that. Wow. Okay, so we're 3-for-3. That means that all these teams are going to lose except for UConn.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to do one more thing before we get out of here, because I have a texter, 2850, that is begging to hear the Lachlan McClain Jay Pribman sound, because we heard Lachlan McClain step in it with Pat Kelsey. So your wish is granted, Texter. Here's Lachlan McClain getting dunked on by a horseman, a very prickly, angry horseman. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something. How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Do you have the whole thing? Okay, he's going to try to find the whole thing, because the whole thing needs to be played. It's art, because Locke is bumbling and stumbling. And the only reason
I would say that is he so clearly didn't want to run Country House in the Preakness. He's been very transparent on that regard. Like, he was almost happy he finished second because he wouldn't have to worry about the obligation to go to the Preakness. And now it just seems so preemptive. Like, he's not sick yet, but he's acting like he might get sick. But obviously, he knows the horse the best. But can you understand?
Well, he's already caught.
Okay.
The horse is already. How can we ask you something? How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. No. I get it.
And here's the funny thing. He's around the barn. His wife owns a horse. She does equestrian stuff. Like, he could have clapped back at Pribman and be like, I own a horse. I'm around a barn. I paint a barn. What are you talking about? But he folded like a cheap suit the way he did today with Pat Kelsey. All right, it's been a... Oh, wait, hold on. I got a texter. Fat ass take a breath round bleeps. Let's leave that alone. All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Extra coverage here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Everybody have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow here on The Roundtable.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.